thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
Beautiful.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, splendid viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 seat band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 seat band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supremacy Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSAT. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyongan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia donates $64 million Australian to provide medical services to approximately 1.2 million people in Papua New Guinea. In animal welfare news, rehabilitated turtles Silid and Morris are returned to the sea in Israel. In veg news, the plant-based message grows in South Korea. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 20th, prominent painter Mr. Yasushi Sugiyama was born in Tokyo, Japan in 1909. He is considered one of the leading Japanese-style or Nihonga painters of the period following 1945. Mr. Sugiyama is known for his clear and thoughtful works and for his descriptive accuracy. In 1974, he was honored with the Japanese Order of Cultural Merit. May the fine compositions of Mr. Yasushi Sugiyama remind us of the beauty of our world and the importance of preserving it.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Ghana. At the end of July, torrential rains combined with illegal mining activities that had obstructed the main flow of the Birim River caused flooding in the eastern region, resulting in at least five fatalities. More than 12,500 residents were forced to flee from their homes along the river, as the rising waters rendered extensive damage to homes and farmlands. By October, another round of inundations left residents facing additional efforts to rebuild.
Upon first hearing of the flooding disasters, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $10,000 with all her love and prayers, asking that our nearby association members please go and render assistance to the most desperate. This amount could purchase $296,000 in emergency supplies if obtained in the United States based on the cost of living in Ghana.
At the end of September, our association's relief team from the Ghanaian capital, Accra, purchased urgently needed items including rice, sugar, cooking oil, soap, blankets, mats, and clothing. They presented the relief items to the National Disaster Management Organization District Office in Cade, where the District Chief Executive, Mr. Emmanuel Osai Aboagie, officially received the supplies. On behalf of his agency, as well as the people and the government of Ghana, he thanked Supreme Master Qinghai for her real love and concern toward those in need. Accompanied by agency officials and press reporters, the relief team then drove to six badly hit communities, where they distributed the items to more than 2,400 victims, many of whom had lost their homes and all their belongings. Upon receiving these necessities, the residents expressed their joy and thankfulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's compassionate aid. Mr. Emmanuel Osai Aboagi also extended an invitation to our association members to help increase public awareness, as he requested several of Supreme Master Qinghai's DVDs and other materials on the vegan solution to climate change.
Affected by the flood, the most grateful. Thank the woman so much for coming to our aid in terms of this, difficulties. Thank you. What kind
of
Our appreciation, Mr. Aboagie, and National Disaster Management Organization officers, for your caring assistance. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional support for the vulnerable, as well as our association's relief team for their selfless endeavors. With heaven's grace, may the people of Ghana smoothly recover their regular day-to-day lives as our kinder stewardship of the ecosphere helps restore the Earth's balance.
Live.
lives lost as rain batters southern Mexico and Central America. As of Tuesday, October 18, nearly 100 people had perished due to days of relentless precipitation that had caused flooding and mudslides extending from Mexico's southern state of Tabasco into Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Costa Rica.
In all, an estimated 700,000 residents have been displaced by extreme weather conditions that have included rain of up to 3 times the monthly average falling in just 1 week. Among the hardest hit have been Guatemala, Nicaragua, and El Salvador, which have all declared states of national emergency. El Salvador alone saw more than 10 fatalities, with entire villages destroyed by floodwaters and hundreds of hectares of coffee crops lost. Officials there stated that many communities remain stranded, as a local priest reported by phone to the LA Times that the rush of water into some affected areas was like a tsunami. Honduras and Costa Rica have also reported damaged houses and roads. The United Nations, which has identified Central America as being particularly susceptible to the effects of climate change, is assisting through regional organizations in an effort to provide relief aid, with other countries that have begun pledging assistance as well.
Expressing her love and sorrow for prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that her nearby association members please check with officials in the affected countries to find out if help is required and to go if possible to comfort the flood-stricken. She pledged $50,000 in urgent aid for wherever it needed in the most desperate countries. This amount could obtain $422,000 in supplies if purchased in the United States based on the region's average cost of living. We are thankful for the efforts of all officials, organizations, and individuals to alleviate these conditions, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's attentive care. May such upheavals be calmed through our gentle regard for the environment on our shared planetary abode.
Volcanic activity affects Russia and Latin America as earthquake rocks Papua New Guinea. In Russia's far eastern Kamchatka Peninsula, the Shivalich volcano erupted again on Sunday, October 16th, sending ash, smoke, gas more than 10 kilometers into the air and prompting the highest level of red aviation warning. The eruption also led to avalanches of volcanic rock and caused snow around the crater to melt rapidly, triggering mudslides, with the volcano's remote location fortunately not affecting any residents. However, in Latin America on the same day, an ash cloud from Chile's erupting Puyehue volcano disrupted flights in both Argentina and Uruguay, with one airport canceling all travel and another in Montevideo, Uruguay, halting 15 international flights.
On Tuesday, a quake measuring 6.0 on the Richter scale struck off the coast of Papua New Guinea, 100 kilometers southeast of Kimbe in West New Britain, as the second such major tremor that has hit the South Pacific island nation in less than a week. There were fortunately no immediate reports of damage or injuries, and no tsunami warning was issued.
Scientists and officials, our gratefulness for your initiatives to ensure public safety. Let us strive to lessen such disturbances through our more considerate, eco-stabilizing ways as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
a puppy's heart. I'm just a teeny pup, but my love's overflowing with full devotion to my caretaker. For my whole life, I'll never waver. Thank you for your generosity, looking after my humble life, giving me yum-yum food and refreshing drinks, a soft mattress plus cozy blankets. In my heart, you alone exist, my idol and master for life. Every day, waiting by the gate and guarding to keep you safe at night. Oh, how lovely you are, my eyes on you dwell forever. Your hands gentle and soothing brighten up my very being. I love you beyond expression. When you're gone, I feel misery. I love you till eternity. If in your place I should have to die, in the end, I would still smile happily. Oh, how I love you so.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 461. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit and 477 Palestinians return home. Following a five-year detainment, the now 25-year-old Israeli sergeant Gilad Shalit was released on Tuesday, October the 18th, in exchange for the freeing of an initial 477 Palestinian prisoners. The release is part of an agreement reached between the Palestinian Hamas group and Israel to free Sergeant Shalit in exchange for a total of 1,027 Palestinians, many of whom had been sentenced to life in prison. Both Mr. Shalit and the Palestinians were greeted by their eager families and crowds of cheering people.
The decision was welcomed by global leaders, including UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, US President Barack Obama, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, British Prime Minister David Cameron, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Rahman Mehman Perist, and Turkish Deputy Prime Minister Bülent Arınç.
We join in heartfelt appreciation of the agreement leading to the safe freedom of Mr. Shalit and the Palestinians, wishing everyone many joyous reunions with loved ones, and that such conciliatory actions continue for the shared understanding and peace of Israelis, Palestinians, and all people across the Middle East.
Save our planet. Scientists in Australia report that snow coverage in the Australian Alps has decreased by 30% since the 1950s due to climate change effects, causing them to warn that the mountains could be completely devoid of snow by 2050.
Save our planet. As part of a larger environmental restoration program, the US government in October 2011 allocates funding for a project in the Lake Michigan region that will provide jobs for the unemployed while improving the habitat of endangered butterfly and bird species.
Save our planet. Danish scientists in mid-October 2011 reveal after a decade of research that environmental toxins from industrial activities are being carried through the air and in sea currents to the Arctic, with adverse health effects found in polar bears that include damage to their bones, as well as immune and reproductive systems.
Morning news. As reported on October 14, 2011, U.S. Food and Drug Administration officials issue a recall for 1,800 cases of ground tuna after finding in several sushi samples that some of the fish had rotted, causing elevated histamine levels, with three people known to have fallen ill from associated food poisoning thus far.
Greeting viewers, Raw the Reeves Munchak here. I love my scrumptiously delicious vegan diet. Today, I have a tip on a way to conserve food. Sometimes, when we're hungry, we put more on our plates than we can eat. It's a good idea to remind ourselves to start out with modest portions. Then, if still hungry, we can go back for more. That way, all the food we take gets eaten. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
Humanitarian news. Australia donates $64 million Australian to provide medical services to approximately 1.2 million people in rural areas of Papua New Guinea. The project is being sponsored by the Asia Development Bank, which is contributing $40 million Australian. The endeavor includes building 32 new community health clinics, refurbishing 128 health centers, and preparing housing for more than 220 staff. All health facilities have vital medical equipment. Training and skill enhancement opportunities will be offered to community health workers in 16 districts across the nation. Australia will contribute $40 million Australian dollars for this part of the project and another $24 million Australian dollars for medical supplies for all centres. Our heartfelt gratitude, Australia and Asia Development Bank, for your care and generosity. May the kind-hearted citizens of Papua New Guinea flourish in well-being and happiness on a sustainable earth.
In animal welfare news, rehabilitated turtles are returned to the sea in Israel. According to the Israeli news source, Herats, Siliat, and Morris were released back to their rightful homes in the Mediterranean Sea at Bat Yam. Enthusiastic residents had gathered to give the two friends a warm send-off. Both turtles had been found injured in the vicinity of the beach. Expert medical care had been provided by the Israeli Sea Turtle Rescue Center at Mevot Yam until they had recovered. The center is also working to safeguard the eggs of the green and loggerhead turtles, with the newborns immediately taken to the sea. Bravo, Silit and Morris, on your heroic journey. Our many thanks also, Israeli Sea Turtle Rescue Center, for your life-saving work. May all lovely turtles enjoy long, happy, and safe lives with God's blessings. Coming up, Veg Doctor in South Korea shares the message of the health benefits of a plant-based diet. We'll let the cat out and come right back. More distinguished news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, kind news for a gentle world. In Veg News, the plant-based message grows in South Korea. Veggie Doctor, a non-profit, established in 2010 with members including physicians, doctors of oriental medicine, and dentists, held a lecture promoting the vegan diet, which was open to the public in Busan. The gathering to encourage wholesome, compassionate eating was the first such event hosted by Veggie Doctor for the regions of Busan, Ulsan, and Gyeongnam. Dr. Hate Yo is the co-director of the organization.
확실히 채식이란 게 가장 이 생태계를 건강하고 잘 유지하고 발전할 수 있는 그런 확실한 기초가 되는 거라고 생각합니다.
우리 베지닥터 부산 울산 경남 지부는 앞으로 국민들의 건강증진과 환경보호 그리고 생명의 존엄성을 널리 알려나가기 위해서 노력하겠습니다.
Dr. Son Hanju, Veggie Doctor's Executive Secretary, described how public schools are more interested in animal-free foods.
서울시 교육감님이라든가 각종 지자체에서 학교 급식에 채식을 도입하는 것에 대해서 관심을 적극 보이고 계시거든요.
채식을 실천하는 것이 바로 인류 건강과 지구를 살리기 위한 해답이라는 결론이 유엔을 비롯한 여러 단체와 과학자들의 연구에서 명백해졌습니다. 부산 경남 지구 총회
창립을 축하드리겠습니다. Our earnest appreciation, Dr. Hate Yo, Dr. Son Hunju, and all distinguished Veggie Doctor members for your dedication to providing vital health information to the residents of South Korea. May everyone soon realize that a compassionate lifestyle is best for us and the ecosphere.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Hindi entitled Travels.
एक ट्रैवल एजेंट ने अपने डेस्क से उचककर देखा कि एक बूढ़ी औरत और एक बूढ़ा आदमी दुकान की खिड़की से अंदर दुनिया के सारे रोमांचक स्थलों के पोस्टरों को देख रहे हैं। एजेंट का व्यापार पूरा हफ्ता बड़ा अच्छा चला था और खिड़की से अंदर देखते उदास जोड़े ने उसे एक उदारता भरी नजर से देखा। एजेंट ने उनको अपनी दुकान में बुलाया और बोला, मैं समझता हूँ कि आप अपनी पेंशन पर छुट्टियां मनाने की आशा कभी नहीं कर सकते, इसलिए मैं आपको एक शानदार सैरगाह पर भेजता हूँ अपने खर्चे पर, और मुझे आपकी ना नहीं सुननी। एजेंट उनको अंदर ले गया और अपनी सेक्रेटरी को फ्लाइट की दो टिकट और 5-star होटल में एक कमरा बुक करने को कहा। आशा के अनुसार उन्होंने खुशी से स्वीकार कर लिया और चले गए। लगभग एक माह के बाद वे बूढ़ी औरत उसकी दुकान में आई और आपको छुट्टियाँ कैसी लगी, उत्सुकता से ट्रैवल एजेंट ने पूछा। फ्लाइट रोमांचक थी और कमरा मनोहर था। बूढ़ी औरत ने कहा, मैं आपका धन्यवाद करने आई हूँ, लेकिन मुझे एक बात की बड़ी हैरानी है कि वह लफंगा कौन था जिसके साथ मुझे कमरा बांटना पड़ा था।
Enough of your heartline.
O vegetarianismo para os mais avançados torna-se dever.
Compassionate Cruz, thanks so much for your relevant comment. Supreme Master Qinghai and numerous respected scientists have expressed that humanity's adoption of the vegan diet is the only way to ensure the continuous survival of our Earth and all the life she supports. We pray people soon awaken to this urgent fact. May divine grace always be with you and the pure-hearted people of Angola.
Do you have a Heartline today? We very much appreciate your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your cherished planet be blessed with peace, friendship, and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In a first formal establishment of diplomatic relations, delegates from Sri Lanka and Rwanda also announced plans to cooperate in political, socio-economic, cultural, and other fields for their country's shared benefit.
Doctors report that His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz of Saudi Arabia is recuperating well following successful back surgery at King Abdulaziz Medical City in Riyadh, the nation's capital.
In seeking to help some 8 million people affected by floods across the Philippines and the Mekong region of Olac or Vietnam, Australia donates $5.3 million toward the repair of damaged irrigation systems, as well as the delivery of blankets, mosquito nets, hygiene kits, water containers, and kitchen sets.
Following the release of footage by the organization Animal Equity depicting both cruelty and neglect toward animals in Spain's zoos, the European Commission sends a formal notice of concern and warning to raise the level of care up to the organization's standards for the animals' comfort and well-being.
Three-time Grammy Award-winning rapper, singer, record producer, and actor, Sean P. Diddy Combs donates $60,000 to support the New York USA Boys and Girls Club of Harlem in keeping its four sites open and to be able to continue the organization's sports and tutoring programs.
During a visit to Japan, delegates from Austria's Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra pledge 1 million euros to assist in the rebuilding of lives following the March Japanese earthquake and tsunami.
Spanish writer Javier Moro is bestowed the 2011 Premio Planeta Award, considered the most prestigious for novels in the Spanish language, along with a 600,000 euro cash prize for his book The Empire, It's You, based on the life of Brazil's first emperor, Dom Pedro I.
Seeking to enhance their country's diplomatic relations, Mexico's General Secretary of the Mexican Labor Party, Alberto Anaya Gutierrez, welcomes Bui Thay Duc, a government education leader from AULAC or Vietnam, for the 11th International Meeting on Preschool Education.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.